This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Thursday as residents were being evacuated because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam.
We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population.
Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia also called on Russia to grant full, safe, and unimpeded access to the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River, the United Nations International Red Cross, other humanitarian organizations. As a result of the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine, tens of thousands of people have been deprived of drinking water. Many are homeless. Crops are ruined, and the stage is set for long-term electricity shortages. The situation has also created an ecological catastrophe. It's too soon to know the full scale of the destruction of the natural ecosystem, but experts say it's massive. Anna Ackerman, a board member with one of Ukraine's leading environmental civic organizations, Echo Action, confirmed that point for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program on Thursday.
Some of Ukrainian experts are already comparing the consequences to those of Chernobyl and the Chernobyl disaster in terms of the impact on the environment. Of course, it would be limited in space in terms that most of the consequences would have to be borne by Ukraine itself, not by the neighboring countries or the world. But the scale is huge. Ukraine is also the second largest country in Europe, so it is big.
That was Anna Ackerman of Echo Action. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a stunning development, a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of Florida indicted former President Donald Trump on Thursday over his retention of sensitive government documents after he left the White House. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on some early reaction to Trump's indictment and the federal probe of the handling of those documents.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is condemning the indictment of Donald Trump. Trump is DeSantis' chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination. In a tweet, DeSantis says, "The weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society," and he promises to end what he calls political bias and to bring accountability to the Department of Justice if he's elected. Other high-ranking Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, have used similar language in their responses to the indictment, which they're portraying as political persecution. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French authorities are still trying to sort out why a man stabbed 4 children, 2 adults, at a lakeside park in the French Alps early Thursday in an attack that French President Emmanuel Macron said has shocked the country. All 4 children suffered life-threatening wounds. The 31-year-old suspect is in custody. Investigators have announced what started the fires in the U.S. state of Colorado, those destructive wildfires. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The determination is embers from an old fire and sparks from a power line set off the 2021 wildfire in heavily populated suburbs between Denver and Boulder. District Attorney Michael Daugherty made the announcement.
If we were to tell you today that we are filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical. We can only file charges when there's evidence of a crime having been committed.
The wildfire left 2 people dead. More than 1,000 homes were destroyed. It hit close to home for Sheriff Curtis Johnson.
People lost everything. All their possessions, family heirlooms, were turned to ash. I share in that loss as I lost my home.
The fire broke out during a drought in Colorado in a winter with almost no snow. I'm Ed Donahue.
The governor of the state of California is proposing a constitutional amendment on guns. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Governor Gavin Newsom's new gun plan includes universal background checks and raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21. His proposed 28th Amendment would also institute what he calls a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases and ban assault rifles throughout the country. Amending the Constitution is an uphill battle. It requires either approval from 2/3 of the members of Congress or for 33 states to support the effort and call for holding a constitutional convention.
AP Shelley Adler reporting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA.